5:43 on your Tuesday morning. Kevin Martell back in for Greg Morgan for the last day today. After nearly 2 weeks, Mr. Morgan will be back tomorrow after a nice, well-earned vacation.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Next. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Saskatchewan. This morning we have an updated total for Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. That day was last Thursday, but your support, efforts, and generosity continued through this past weekend and brought in even more. Our new total is $680,345. Now, the Government of Canada matching program is currently being finalized. That matching opportunity remains in effect through the 27th of this month, so that's still another 10 days. And this means the impact of every contribution goes even further. Those wishing to support 2025 Saskatchewan wildfire appeal efforts and those impacted can still donate online at www.redcross.ca. Yeah, the sound of yesterday's rain just outside my back door. That long thunder. Yeah. Just out there just kind of watching things. Man, that's long. And then just like that, it was over. I helped move a couch last night just before the sun went down, and the sky was blue. You would have never really thought it rained, aside from a couple puddles on the street. There was a slight chance of rain tonight and tomorrow, and then a break, as you're hearing in our forecast. And then we are expecting a rainy weekend in the Queen City. Just says rain right now. No 60%, 30%. It's just straight up rain on Saturday, Sunday. And then there's a 60% chance of showers on Monday of next week. It was certainly nice to get a bit of a drink. They could be drinking out of the Stanley Cup tonight in Florida. The Panthers are up 3-2 on the Oilers in that series. It is the first time Edmonton faces elimination during these playoffs. And we all know how the team responded last season, battling back after being down 3-0, only to lose in game 7. No doubt the Oilers are thinking this time around,
revenge!
Yeah, it won't be easy taking on this Panthers team at home. But you can imagine if the Oilers can pull it off and there's a game 7 this time back in Edmonton. Whew! Man, that would be something. That would happen on a Friday night, too. The first day of summer on Friday. And it could be the Stanley Cup. By the way, the puck drops tonight at 6. Hey, we're learning about a fire last night at a strip mall in the city's north end. Photos on social media show smoke coming out of the TNT Nails and Spa along Rochdale about 7:30 last night, just before that. Thankfully, the fire didn't spread to any other businesses and nobody was hurt there. We're bringing you the very latest this morning, 980 CJME special coverage of the devastating wildfires in northern Saskatchewan. Right now, this morning, 13 wildfires are active. 3 now are not contained. Just 3. And we've seen that number, well, since last week, consistently come down. A big part of that, as we've been talking about, is the rain. The rain over, you know, here, they've been getting it up north as well, the area that, you know, needs it especially. Crews are continuing to remove more restrictions because of this. Public safety Steve Roberts says the fire ban's lifted.
The rain and precipitation across the province, cooler weather has significantly helped the fire situation.
It seems like every day we are making small steps. Remember last week, they went back on the ATV ban in those northern areas. You can use your ATVs again in some of those areas. Robert says crews just contained two big fires, a ditch fire near Wayaquin and the Pelican 2 fire near Pelican Narrows are now, yes, under control for now.
Lots and lots of activity by folks hoping to achieve containment and security on those large fires.
But remember, as things continue to improve, they're not perfect yet. I mean, we still have people out of their homes. Not everybody has gone home yet. Some people are still waking up in a hotel room. And as well, the damage. The agency expects the number of values lost to wildfires in Saskatchewan will exceed 500. In East Trout Lake alone, over 300 values were lost. 58 of them homes. Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency President Marlo Pritchard says the total loss in Denair Beach is still being counted, but is expected to be in the hundreds. Of course, many people losing their homes there.
So we will be working with those affected over the coming weeks and probably, in all fairness, over the coming months as we go through a rebuilding phase.
Stay with us here on 980 CJME as we continue to bring you live updates on everything wildfire up north. And we'll see if the rain that is at least forecast for this area extends up north this coming weekend. Certainly be nice, again, to get some of those controls, some of those fires under control even more so now. And one of the other big stories that we're following, continuing to follow you for you, is over in Alberta, in Kananaskis, the G7 summit. We know U.S. President, actually, Donald Trump, is already gone. He left late last night, a little early, because of escalating tensions in the Middle East between Israel and Iran. Trump said he needed to get back to the White House. While speaking to reporters on Air Force One, he says he's looking for something better than a ceasefire.
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end. So something that would be permanent.
Yeah.
Or giving up entirely. That's okay, too.
Trump says he is not ruling out a diplomatic option, and he could send Vice President J.D. Vance and others to meet with the Iranians. 5 days of missile strikes. Israel has done considerable damage to Iran. Yesterday, Prime Minister Mark Carney had a meeting with the president, and they agreed to work on negotiations for a deal in the next month or so. That's about all the details we have this morning. Carney says while they don't always agree, G7 countries face shared threats in an increasingly dangerous world.
Nostalgia isn't a strategy. We have to change with the times and to build a better world.
Well, today, Carney will talk with Ukrainian President Zelensky and Indian Prime Minister Modi. Neither country is a member of the G7, but their leaders were invited along with a few others to discuss some pressing issues on foreign policy. Changing the weather. 6:13 on your Tuesday morning, Kevin Martell, and for one last day, Greg Morgan will return to us tomorrow after a couple week vacation. A lot of people are taking vacations this time of year. Kids are almost done school. Yes, the plans have started, and we are trying to look ahead this morning to see what summer is going to bring us, the very best estimate that we can get. And we are joined on the line this morning by Environment Canada senior climatologist David Phillips. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Kevin. You've had summer already. It was the first 2 weeks of May.
I hope there's more to come, Dave.
Well, it doesn't. It comes actually legitimately. It comes Friday night, about between 8 and 9 o'clock in Saskatchewan, and boy, that's when you know vacation begins and school is out, and that's when you want the kind of summery like weather. And what you've been getting lately is certainly something different than what you had in the early part of May. I mean, May had it was about over 2 degrees warmer than normal. You had almost six days where the temperature got above 30, and my gosh, I mean, you're lucky to have one of those days in normal. So, hey, you really were spoiled by that. And, of course, it was a month where you had a high-pressure area sitting right over the province, right over the prairies, and it was just too hot, too dry, too smoky for too long. And what we've seen in June, a few warm days, we got up to 29.9, 28. So there were a couple of days, wasn't really a spoiler, but it was a little drier, but hey, that's going to change. And you know, Kevin, so what you're seeing now, and maybe people are complaining about the changes of the weather. And you know, Kevin, I always think the change of the weather is good. You know, you don't want to have too much weather, and you don't want to have too little weather. You want like a balance. And I think what this we're seeing now are weather systems coming from the eastern Arctic, from the Pacific, so it's bringing a little cooler air. We're going to see some rain. Boy, looks like a wet weekend. And normally I would say, gee, I'm unfortunate you're going to get a wet weekend. But boy, I think rain at this time of the year is never a bad thing for farmers and ranchers and also forest firefighters and water managers. So my sense is that, hey, I know it's not great for sunning and going to the beach and what have you, this kind of weather, but hey, I mean, it is going to come back. We're calling for it, Kevin. This is hey, you had that kind of a dress rehearsal there in May, and I think when we get really into July, it looks warmer than normal. August does too, and maybe just things have been delayed a bit, and September will be gorgeous. So don't give up on the summer yet, because you've had a change from what you had in May to what you've seen in June so far.
Environment Canada's David Phillips joining me this morning. Dave, we are okay for smoke right now this morning, but yes, we are wondering if it does persist, if it will impact things like precipitation, like temps, even crops, to your knowledge, how it might impact the rest of our summer.
Well, you know, Kevin, that's a good question, because often we, you know, very few people see the flames, but boy, millions smell the smoke. And it's exported over to Europe, the United States, across the other parts of Canada. We've had so no fires here in the east, yet we've had a lot of prairie smoke from fires in northern Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Alberta, and maybe a little bit more in British Columbia. But, you know, we always think of the health side of things. But, you know, the smoke also affects temperatures. Sometimes it reduces the temperatures. Instead of getting a high of maybe 28, well, with smoke and haze and fairly thick, boy, you might be lucky to get 26 or 24 degrees. So it does affect the temperature. The sun can't get in there and bake the ground, and so that's that. And also, you know, with precipitation, you're always saying, well, you know, precipitation can help to scrub and polish the air and maybe takes the impurities out. But sometimes, Kevin, it actually brings the haze from high levels down to low levels where you're smoking it, so or you're breathing it. So I never know how to react to precipitation. It could cleanse the air, yes, but it could also cause more deposition of the smoke matters down at the lower surface. So always hard to say what that is. I don't think we've finished the forest fire season yet. It's come early. It is it's now a year round thing, Kevin. It's not just a summer thing. It is every season: spring, summer, and fall. And so I don't think we've seen the end of it. But boy, I tell you, the cooler temperature has been great for firefighters. And also the rain is really gives you a hope that for not only for farmers, but that, you know, you can put the flames out, because, you know, what nature sometimes started with regards to fires, and some people create fires and start them, but nature also does that too. And it's almost nature has to put them out. I mean, it's like spitting on a campfire to hope to put those fires out. I mean, it just doesn't work that effectively until you get some percolating rain. And what we see in the forecast, yes, we see lightning maybe tomorrow. That's always a concern. But on the weekend, we see some real more percolating day-long rains, and that's going to help the situation and bring a little bit more confidence to people in terms of what the summer ahead is going to be. It's like almost starting it over again, and I think that's a good thing.
David, always appreciate your insights and your time. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Kevin, so much. Bye-bye now.
I got my first real six-string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled, was a summer of 69.
6:24 on your Tuesday morning, and Brian Adams, Summer of 69. This song turns 40 today. Happy birthday to the Summer of 69. Here's Adams explaining the meaning behind the song.
The whole song is really it's a metaphor for any time, and it's bittersweet, and it's sort of about loss of innocence and So, you know, I painted a picture of a particular time in my life, but it's really about any time.
Bryan Adams explaining the summer of 69, a song that you still hear quite a lot today. Hey, when a dish shatters, most of us sweep it out without a second thought. But for one Saskatoon artist, broken porcelain is the canvas she uses to create. 980 CJME's Brittany Cafe just stopped by Transform Jewelry to see how a little creativity is giving grandma's dishes a second life.
Sherry Wolf has spent the last decade transforming broken or forgotten dishes into delicate jewelry.
10 years ago, I was helping my father set up an antique store. So we were going out to garage sales, flea markets. I saw all of these beautiful dishes, but nobody wanted them. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to make people love these dishes again. I take plates, broken or not. I take the dish, I shape it using a variety of different tools. I've got nippers, I've got cutters, I've got saws. Cut it, then I grind it, smooth it down, then I wrap it up or set it in its setting. I joke around, I say it's marital therapy. When I'm upset with my husband, I can just go down to the pit and smash some dishes.
Sounds like a pretty fun gig, but it's also a big responsibility. For many people, these pieces carry deep memories.
When you think back to Christmas dinner at your grandma's house, or being in that church basement during a funeral, or going to somebody's wedding, the dishes that people brought out for those occasions. So we have an emotional, a huge emotional connection, because it kind of brings us back to those really, really important places in our lives with people that we really connect to.
Wanda Gatsky has seen Wolf work her magic firsthand.
My mother-in-law had gifted me her mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary plate. It was getting a little chipped in places. And I thought, with my luck, I'm going to break it at some point. She made myself, my sister-in-law, and our daughters all our own pendants with that plate.
One old plate was transformed into necklaces that multiple generations now wear close to their hearts. Wolf says that for generations, China was a prized possession. But these days, not so much.
Kids and their grandkids, they don't want the china. Nobody has china cabinets anymore. They don't use the fancy china. They don't want to put it in the dishwasher. It's just sitting in a box in a basement collecting dust. You might as well make it into something that's going to be appreciated. I still find it remarkable that I can take something that is quote-unquote garbage destined for the landfill, and that I can make it into something really, really pretty that people want to wear around their necks or on their fingers or on their wrists.
At its heart, Transform Jewelry isn't just about repurposing dishware. It's about preserving those stories and memories once shared over supper and turning them into cherished keepsakes that stay with you long after the meal is over. In Saskatoon, I'm Brittany Cafe, 980 CJME.